think you've also got to look around at who could actually, say, for example, this summer, Mo Salah decided he did want a new challenge. He fancied going somewhere with a bit more sunshine. There's very few clubs who can actually afford him, especially, even the bigger clubs have really felt the pinch with the pandemic and the impact of that. So, that's another thing to factor in is, who could actually afford Mo Salah, not just, the massive transfer fee that it would take to even get Liverpool to a negotiating table, but then, the wages on top of that. And, I think looking at the longer term, because, as things stand, I've got no reason to believe that any of the front three will leave this coming summer. But in the longer term, I think what's going to be really interesting is how Klopp does manage that period, when inevitably the discussion around how long you keep hold of them goes on and on, and where, as you said, as they do get older in the next few years, their value will drop. So at what point do you decide to cash in your chips, or do you decide not to, on the basis that they're still so good, they're still producing at such a high level that even at 31, 32, you'd be stupid to try and replace them. So that's going to be an intriguing thing for me. With Klopp, under contract to the summer of 2024, he is going to have to before, whether that, if summer of 2024 is the kind of the end of Klopp at Liverpool, then between now and then, he will have to start building another team, which he hasn't really ever had the chance to do, or had the challenge of, because obviously at Dortmund, things were evolving quite often because he was having his best players taken away from him. So that's going to be intriguing in the longer term. But yeah, I certainly wouldn't be trying to push any of that front three out the door at the moment.